truck was coming in here before the railroad left. That's when me and the railroad had to go out of business. Trucks began to come in here by Junction. It was just the can the fish out themselves, living, coming at the fish and getting them back. And the railroad went out and didn't have no business. He must have had buses coming in here. Greyhound bus coming here, it was canning the mail. It was doing it cheaper than the railroad was doing it. And the railroad wasn't even much hauling no mail out from here. The buses was bringing the mail and canning it. Fish trucks was started coming here hauling fish out. About 7, 8, 9, or 10 thousand pounds a day. Sometimes there'd be 5 or 6 trucks in here loading up the fish. Well, right on through Jackson, right on through up in Georgia, Alabama, right on up in Jackson, New York, and freezer trucks. And that's how come the railroad had to go out of business, because the truck just took all the business from them.
Why did it hurt this area so much then when the railroad left?
Because that fish business, the trucks hurt it, the fish business just went to the dogs.
The trucks couldn't handle?
They couldn't handle them all, and a lot of times, sometimes they would go other places and get fish, and people had to hold fish up here and just cause the fish to come when they got a glut on like that. What you mean a glut? The dealers would have so much of fish they couldn't handle them, and you couldn't pay no attention to these truck drivers. They said they would come in at them, and you'd have a load of fish, and the first thing you know, he'd go over yonder to the other place where he can get them cheaper, and he could here. Therefore, that's what hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have nobody to depend on to get your stuff. Man, tell you, I'll be there tomorrow at 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 pounds of fish. You're holding the fish, and now he might go up here on the close up here on the Steena Hatcher somewhere up there and can get them 3 cents or 2 cents cheaper than he can here because they got a glut on up there. Well, now you got your fish to either throw overboard or go and give them away. The truck just messed up everything, and it's still doing that. Of course, it ain't now because they can't hardly get fish now, but it's sometime right now when you get a lot of fish on there, and these truckers, they'll come in here and tell you they can get them up the road up there for 10, 15 cents cheap on a choice fish or 4 or 5 cents cheap on a mullet. But I just got everything all messed up. You can't depend on them. That's all it is to it. And there ain't no way you can make them pay for fish if they tell you to hold them unless you got a deposit on them. So the truck business just messed up the fish business. That's the way it was.
You said there's not too much fishing going on now, though?
There's not as... It ain't much fishing going on, and you can't catch them.
Why is that?
It's because the one thing about it, ain't many fishermen now. And the next thing about it, that is the fish ain't as thick as it used to be. And the weather's so bad you can't hardly fish now. But to tell you the truth about it, year round, ain't a fisherman on this in this island that y'all make a living the year round. Just make a straight out living. He can't do it. If they didn't have a help the wives to help them, they wouldn't make a grocery bill. This year make a grocery bill a year round away because they don't make that kind of money no more.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no money to be made much in fishing. The gear's so high, your nets are so high, all the stuff you use is so high. And then your gasoline and these fellas, they got to catch a couple thousand pounds of fish now to make any kind of money out of it. And you can't hardly, when a man catch 500 or 600 pounds of fish a week now, he doing extra good.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
What times of year do they go out? The
biggest fishing now, they fish all year. But your biggest fishing is in the run season, October, November, and December. That's your biggest mullet fishing.
Isn't that also the hurricane season?
Yeah. But you see, that's your big run season. What I mean by the run season, that's during the time the mullets is full of roe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, full of roe, you know. And so they run then, and they be all together. They run in big schools and big bunches and so forth.